Paulo wanted to be a monk. For Paulo, being a monk meant that he would follow Jesus, that he would dedicate his life to God, and that he would be as connected to God as he possibly could. He knew that he didn't really fully understand what it would be like to be a monk. He just knew that he really wanted to be one. And so what he decided to do was go see Anthony, who was an experienced and very respected monk. And he knocked on the door of Anthony's little hut. And when Anthony opened the door, Paulo said, "I want to be a monk." And Anthony took one look at him and said, "You can't. You're too old. Go back to your home. You should just be glad to be a worker in the field." Paulo said, "No, but I really want to be a monk. I'll do whatever you tell me to do. I can do anything that you can do." And Anthony said, "I live here all by myself. I only eat once every 5 days. If you want to be a monk, you're going to have to go find somebody else to teach you." And he shut the door. And Paulo sat down outside the door of that hut, and he sat there for 4 days and 4 nights. And finally, Anthony got a little bit worried about Paulo, and so he opened the door and said, "All right, you can come in." And he gave him a stack of palm fronds, and he said, "I want you to make a rope out of these palm leaves." So Paulo worked and worked to weave a rope, and then Anthony told him to unwind it, so he took it all apart. And then Anthony had him make it again and unravel it again, and by this time, it was evening. Anthony said, "Would you like to eat?" And Paulo said, "As you wish." So Anthony got out some crusts of bread, and he put them on the table, and he said, "Now we're going to pray." And Anthony read 12 psalms, and he prayed 12 prayers. And then Anthony ate a crust of bread, and Paulo ate a crust of bread. And Anthony said, "Aren't you hungry? Would you like to have another crust?" And Paulo said, "If you eat, I will eat. If you do not eat, I will not eat." And Anthony said, "Well, I'm a monk. One crust is enough for me." And Paulo said, "I'm going to be a monk. One crust is enough for me too." So they prayed 12 more psalms and said 12 more prayers, and then they went to sleep for a while. And then they woke up before the sun came up, early, early, early in the morning. And they started praying their prayers and saying their psalms again. And this is how it went. There was nothing that could discourage Paulo or make him give up, nothing that could turn him away. So eventually he became a monk like Anthony, and he was given his own little hut to live in where he lived by himself. But people came from all around to ask Paulo for healing, for help, and for counsel, because he was known to be so close to God and so wise in the ways of devotion. We're going to join hands now and say a prayer. So find somebody's hand to hold. Yeah, that's good, Savannah. You can hold Jack's hand. Angelina, good. Dear God, only you can satisfy the deepest longings of our heart. And so when we determine that we're going to love you with heart and mind and soul and strength, may nothing discourage us or turn us aside. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It's time for Sunday school.